Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon. Can I speak to Katrina, please?
This is she. Who am I calling?
Sure. My name is Jeff Hassenpfeffer. I'm calling from customer assistance in regard to your complaint.
Oh, I'm so glad you called.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Now, what exactly is it that we can do for you today?
Well, I was shopping at your store on Jefferson Avenue in Newport News, and I found this lamp, and I really liked it. It was a white table lamp, one of the ones from the Magnolia line, the ones that Chip and Joanna Gaines do.
Yeah, yeah, I'm familiar with the line. Go ahead.
Okay, so I buy the lamp, I bring it home, and then 2 days later I notice that it won't turn on anymore.
Okay, well, did you try changing the light bulb?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was odd because it was only a couple of days, but yeah, I tried plugging it in different places. I tried, you know, checking the fuse. I plugged other things in the same outlet, and those things worked. But for some reason, this lamp just stopped working.
Well, maybe you broke it.
Maybe. I'm sorry. Maybe I broke it?
Yeah, maybe you broke the lamp.
How? I thought of plugging it in.
Maybe. Yeah, or maybe it bounced around in your car while you were driving home. Lamps are pretty fragile things, you know.
I mean, no, look, I did not break it. I'm positive because it was working at first and then it stopped. And anyway, I go back to the store that I bought it from 2 days later and I tell the lady that I want to switch it for a new one. And she asked me for the receipt and I can't find the receipt. And she said, well, what do you want me to do? And I was like, well, I explained the whole story to her like I did to you, that I took it home and I flipped it in and it worked and now it doesn't. And so I just assumed that I didn't need the receipt. Maybe I threw it away by accident.
Okay, so you have absolutely zero record of ever buying that lamp from us then?
Well, no, I don't, but you guys are the only place that sells it.
Well, how do you know that? Did you look at every other store to make sure?
No, I just mean that you guys are the only one that sells the brand Magnolia.
Okay, well, here's what it sounds like to me. You bought a lamp from someone, maybe us, maybe somebody else. You broke the lamp, then you tried to get money back from us.
No. I don't want it. I don't want money. All I want to do is exchange the lamp for a new one.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'd like to exchange my Honda Accord for a new one. I'd like to exchange my hairline for a brand new one. But I don't think either of those things are going to happen. It's called life. You just accept things and you move on.
You know what? You have the absolute worst customer service out of any company I've ever dealt with. I can't believe how rude you are. Okay, first of all, and second of all, I can't believe you don't even stand by the products that you sell enough to honor an exchange policy when they break.
Why should I stand by? You said it yourself. We didn't make that lamp. Chip and Joanna did. Why don't you call up Chip and Joanna and give them your little temper tantrum routine?
Okay, I don't know who the hell you think you are, but I would like to speak to your supervisor immediately, right now.
Sure,
right now.
Hang on. Okay, he doesn't want to talk to you.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I just asked. He said he doesn't want to talk right now.
Oh, okay. If this corporate line I'm talking to, or is this the one for the Newport News store?
No, this is corporate. I don't even know what Newport News is.
Okay, well, I'm pretty shocked then that you still have a job with the way that you talk to people.
I guess you don't like it when people are rude to you.
I don't know anybody who does, to be honest.
Okay, well, then maybe next time you think about saying something about us on Twitter, you should just keep your mouth shut then. Or else I'll send somebody out there to Newport News to find out and push your face into a street sign about 20 times. How about that?
Are you threatening me?
No, I'm not threatening you, lady. I'm just telling you how it is. I don't know what kind of stores you're used to dealing with, but here at T*****, we're not some cupcake pushover store. We run the streets. And if I see you tweet anything else about us, you're going to get dealt with.
Okay, I'm contacting my attorney. I cannot believe that you are threatening me like this. I would like your name, sir.
Sure, I'll give you my name. It's Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy from the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And please tell your attorney that you just got phone scammed.
Oh my God.
I am so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I can't believe it.
But believe it or not, one of your friends from work actually asked us to set you up with this phone scam. I'm not going to say who it is because you sound pretty mad, but.
Oh my gosh. No, I think I know who it is. You guys got me so good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.